This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. We get the government's official report on hiring and unemployment for September in just about an hour and a half. One thing we've been watching in these jobs reports is the labor force participation rate, which is not back to pre-pandemic levels just yet. Parents of young children have faced particular challenges returning to full-time work. That's especially true for mothers, mostly because caregiving responsibilities continue to weigh more heavily on them. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
It's the ability to find and afford scarce childcare slots that ends up being crucial for many families in deciding who can return to work and how much they can take on. Amanda Brinkman is a product designer for a software company in Indianapolis with a 2- and 10-year-old. Her husband was laid off during the pandemic, and they decided they couldn't afford childcare. Once he got a full-time job again, they figured they could pay the $1,200 a month, barely.
We make a little bit more. We have some take-home pay after childcare costs, but obviously childcare is a lot. It's a big chunk of that.
Both of them can work from home, so when one or the other kid is sick or daycare or school is closed.
I think we're both lucky that neither of us really have to like clock in and out. So yeah, I think we've figured out a good we'll just do the morning and afternoon shift thing again.
Women who care for family members have been more likely than men to stop working for a period since the pandemic hit or to shift to part-time work. Economist Catherine Lim at the Minneapolis Fed has been studying gendered labor force trends.
So it might be that some of these individuals have decided that they don't want to return to work now or yet.
When the Los Angeles Elementary School where Susan Corvino worked closed its doors early in the pandemic, she shifted to part-time duties from home. Her husband works full-time, and eventually she stopped working altogether to help take care of their middle schooler and high schooler. She's been looking for a new job for several months now, but she says,
in a perfect world, I wouldn't want to work full-time.
She says supporting her family through the illnesses and school disruptions of the pandemic has made her wary.
I'm nervous about going back full-time because I know what full-time means. It doesn't mean, 9 to 5 anymore. It means, full-time plus. That gives me a bit of pause, for sure.
She says her family's lucky. They saved a lot during the pandemic, so now they can afford to live on less as she plans her next move. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.